Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Ametron, and we're here to have our Monday show. And the day today is September, and I think it's the 23rd. 23rd. We got it. Okay. So we're here. Tonight is our special show for the Healing Highway, and we'll bring on Elizabeth here. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Hi, Ron. Hi, good afternoon or good evening, everybody, depending on where you are. Welcome to our program. We've got a great hour of healing coming up for you. If you have any questions you'd like me to read live on the air, or you have testimonials you'd like me to read, you can send them to clfquestions@yahoo.com. And that address is also in the fast chat on bbsradio.com. And if you want to bring up the image of the light being, you can go ahead and do that. You can find it at bbsradio.com/creationlightship or on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And if you're a new listener, we'd like to welcome you and also invite you to check out Ron's Wikipedia, the Creation Lightship Questions and Answers document. You can find links to that on our BBS Radio homepage and also via Ron's website. There's also a lot of networking links there. And Ron also has a lot of stuff on YouTube, so you can definitely check that out to learn more about Ron and his work here on Earth. And Ron, I will, I guess, turn it over to you. If everybody has that large light being image up, we can go ahead and energize that with some peace energy for everybody. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So let's energize the light being, bring some peace energy your way. So here we go, and watch the eyes change. The face may change a little bit of colors. Everything happens a little differently, but for different people. But here we go. One, going to energize it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So everybody, let's start our show here, so I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, we'd like to welcome everybody, and also, you can also type questions to me at the fast chat if they're short questions. Just wanted to let everybody know that we just wrapped up a wonderful intensive day of healing yesterday. Ron does these calls every month. He calls them the physical body healing intensives. They're special 8-hour calls, and yesterday's was great. If a lot of our listeners happen to also participate in those, you can find more about that at creationlightship.com. And there's still one coming up on September 29th. It's an 8-hour healing call, so make sure if you're interested, if you want to check that out. We do go to the Lightship Live every Saturday night on Station 2, same radio station, BBS. And that's at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So you can kind of get a sample of what those calls are like. They're wonderful. Ron does water charging. If anybody wants to write in, if you were on that call yesterday, let us know how you feel, what you experienced, if you received any benefit from that. We always love to hear your testimonials, and so do our listeners. So that would be great. You can send it to me at clfquestions@yahoo.com. And also, Ron, it seems like there are a lot of new timelines being brought in right now, maybe with this whole equinox thing, and we're kind of switching over to this cooler weather here in the east. And I'm just wondering if anybody's had any experiences with the changeover with the timelines. if you've noticed anything unusual or you want to write in about that, that would be a great thing to talk about here tonight, too. And we really have a couple, I think we have a couple of questions. So, Ron, I'll just go ahead and check Beth's chat and see what we have here. Somebody is actually saying that the phone audio, they're unable to hear. Oh, but it's working now. So thank you, BBS. And someone is requesting a clearing for an injury in their knee. They fell Saturday, but it's been hurting since last night. And actually, another listener is writing in saying it's already Tuesday where they are. So good morning. We forgot to include you in the greeting. So if you're overseas listening, it may already be another day. So welcome, everybody, and thanks for joining us. So, Ron, I don't know if you want to do, like, maybe a sample pain body clearing for this person's knee. Maybe that could help everybody out.
Yeah, so let's look at the knee here as more of a complicated situation besides pain. So we did this on one of our other calls a long time ago. It's on the website on the very top about the dog bite. So let's look at the knee. So number one, situation happened. So could that be a reoccurring event? Does it, you know, happen a lot? I don't know. So let's assume that it does, okay? And if that's the case, then let's go back and we'll clear out the last 12 months, 1 month at a time here. So here we go. So I'll just go from 1 to 12. So we'll start with month number 1. So this would be the furthest month away, we'll say a year ago. So maybe even could be a year and 1 month. I don't know, but we'll just keep it simple here. So here we go. So number 1 month, clearing knee conditions, problems, hurting your knee. So cleared. Second one, cleared. Third, cleared. Fourth, cleared. Fifth, cleared. Sixth, cleared. Seven, cleared. Eight, cleared. Nine, cleared. 12, cleared. And this month, cleared. There we go. So it's probably 13 months. Okay, so that's one part of it. If it goes back further, then you have to work on it more yourself. And we have clearings probably for that. You probably go into the special clearing and then go into the generic seven-generational one after that, maybe. But the special clearing will work for this lifetime. I just put maybe knee problems or something in there. It's designed for physical situations. So we did that, got rid of stuff for a whole year. This will work for everybody else listening right now for their own condition. I'll do it again. So you need to specify and indicate a condition that you're dealing with. Maybe you have, it could even be like maybe a pain in your body someplace, and it happens all the time. Or maybe it could happen, like for women, you know, monthly. And you may go, I got this pain here. And, oh, God, you know, it's happened again. So I want to clear that out here. So just think of something. And here we go. We'll do it for everything else now for you for that one condition. We can clear it out monthly. So 1 month, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. And this month, here we go. Now we're going to work with the knee condition. So maybe the person was out of their body and they hurt their knee. That happens. Lose consciousness a little bit, maybe half a second or something, and something awful happened. So let's just assume that's happening. So put you back into your body now. We're going to go back on the timeline into the past when that knee condition happened where you hurt yourself, and put your spirit back into your body at that time. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. And if you're turned around backwards, it'll make you forward. So you'll be facing forward. So here we go. Turning you around. I'll count to five to do so. So you're facing forward. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. Next situation could be dealing with maybe being distracted. Okay, maybe you're in your body fine, everything's going good, but somebody calls your name and you look over and you didn't see that rope on the ground and you tripped over it or something. Or you tripped over your shoestrings or whatever happened with the knee problem. So here we go. Take away that distraction. One, two, three. We'll go back 12 months. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And I want to clear that particular timeline out that this situation happened for you. So here we go. Taking away that timeline, that instant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And now we're going to be dealing with your injury. So maybe for some reason now, naturally you have pain, but maybe when you fell and you cut your knee and it's bleeding. So we now want to work on this here. We've got to kind of energize the mind of your body, because it's probably maybe asleep, doesn't know that you have a problem. So let's kind of waken your mind of the body. So we'll do that here. That's your internal healer. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, that should be activated now. So now know that you hurt yourself. And you're looking down, and maybe you're seeing, the scrape that you have and wishing it didn't happen to you. And now we have pain starting. So normally, the healing would start off with, I got pain because I hurt my knee. But we did all this before that. So let's clear away the pain now. So, and now we have entities too causing you pain. We'll first do the pain clearing, see if that helps. So clearing away pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And now we got entities. They love that pain, and they wanted to come into you to take and steal your life force energy, because your pain is very strong and it's hurting. And here we go. So entity release. So taking away entities here. I'll take away 20 of them. So first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There. Okay, so hopefully you're all using this for your situation that we're dealing with. Just by putting your own words in there as they do the clearing. So now we'll do a pain clearing again, because you may need some more energy there, because the entities were giving you problems. So here we go, reinforcing the pain. So pain clearing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so it's just one way to look at your situation. And now we're going to turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That's that was really quite extensive. I always love the one where you take us out and then put us back in our body the correct way. And it's very true. Like when we have an accident or we bump ourselves into something, it may be because we're not in our body. Or when we do bump into something or trip over something or fall, I mean, it stands to reason that our spirit will want to leave our body, because it just doesn't want to be in there dealing with that pain. So that's a really interesting way to look at it. And I'm just typing into the fast chat. There's a couple of clearings that Ron mentioned, maybe the pain body clearing. And then there's also a problematic events clearing, which might also be helpful. If it keeps happening to you, you keep stubbing your toe in the same place, maybe, or you have chronic back issues. There's also that really great, I just thought of this, Ron, I know we sometimes mention it on the show, but the body jump start. And that's a really great one, and you get a lot with that. And if you have maybe some chronic issues, that might also help you out. And the entities that Ron mentioned, if they're particularly troubling you, he does an entity removal special call every week on Friday. And you can find out more about that on Special Weekly Clearing. And that's at the top of creationlightship.com. So hopefully that helped you out. And I think it definitely helped me, and hopefully everybody else is listening too, especially if you have a seems like they hit our knees and our hips a lot. You're always seeing ads about people needing, hip replacements or knee replacements. So it seems like that's a particularly vulnerable target for energetic hits. So hopefully that helped everybody. And thank you so much, Ron. All of these healings that Ron does on our shows are samples. And if you have been helped by them or at this point or at any time in the past, you can always donate via PayPal. We have donations on creationlightship.com and also through VBS. So if you've been helped, it's always nice to just donate a little bit, whatever you can. And hopefully that is the case. So that's always great. So thank you very much. And I did want to read, there were a couple of questions that came in on the fast chat, as well as the CLS questions. But Ron, actually, something you mentioned in there kind of got me thinking. It was about sort of the pain that starts targeting women, or maybe it's specific to the female members of our race. But it seems like there are certain, you know, like the monthly thing, or it just seems like there are certain timelines that target females. And I don't know if guys, you feel this way, or if it's like just certainly targeted towards women, but wonder if anybody has any thoughts on that, or if you do have these chronic issues, what clearings have you done to kind of help yourself out with them, if that's the case? So I did get a really nice testimonial, Ron, from somebody about yesterday's call, and they say that each eight-hour session they attend is always the most important, as they receive profound healings. The two sessions for this month were also very profound, of which parts of the sessions Ron was removing pins. These removals were deeply felt by me, and many positive results have occurred. Restrictions in various parts of my body, especially feet and eyes, have been removed to the extent that I walk and move as I did when I was 18. Added to these healings is the robot mechanical body clearing Ron has given us for the month, which I am working on, causing other and previous healings to start working very strongly. Interesting. These healings result with any discomfort or pain that existed being gone. And one more important thing, which Ron has repeatedly said over and over again, is that you have to do the emotional clearing before every clearing. You are more at peace, and you are able to experience a complete and more successful healing. I keep the emotional healing going continuously daily, of which I cannot emphasize enough should be done. Thank you, Ron, for all of this. And that's really great. So thank you for sharing that. And also, that's the really important thing to mention, Ron, is that the emotional healing is pretty important, and you can do that over and over again. And it does seem like this person's had quite a bit of success doing that. So that's great. And one of the things I like to do during the shows, and also sometimes during the calls, is I like to keep a notebook. And I write down, you know, if Ron starts doing a healing, I kind of jot down which one it is and what I feel during it. Or if it particularly affects me, I put a star next to it. And that way I know I need to go in afterwards and maybe work on that issue because that particular energy is affecting me. So that's always a good thing to do. And then what's really interesting is if you've done a lot of these healings and you look back, you go, oh, I can't believe that was a problem. It just doesn't seem to exist anymore. So that's always, it's kind of nice to have a record of your healing journey and how you come and how far you come, and some of the things that you used to worry about don't even really affect you anymore as a result of doing all these clearings and healings. There's also the free ones, which are on creationlightship.com, and they are all samples on the left side. You can try those too to start with and see how you feel. So we do have a question on the fast chat, Ron, and somebody's asking, they live in the country and they only see a handful of the stars, and they're wondering what happened to the stars. I guess they're seeing less stars than they used to.
Yeah, boy.
Not really sure what to make of that.
Yeah, it could be. Typically, it could be yes. You know, it depends what timeline you're looking at and living on. And, you know, if the star creators out there are still making them, you know. So I don't know. It just seems to me very strange. Because sometimes you can see lots of stars. And then some people might say, yeah, I don't see any difference out there. And then where you're living, you go, they're not here. Well, could that person be on a different timeline, you're in a different movie set? So you have to look at things as the way movie sets are. And which one are you on? And which you know, show are you viewing? So that's the way to look at it. If you're kind of confused, don't understand, feel kind of strange. So, kind of look around. I'm sure that there could be some kind of physical explanation, like, well, you got cloud cover here. Okay. So some stars come through the clouds and other ones don't, but they do have an answer to everything. So you can always find one if you're looking. But, I would suggest that the situation that you're dealing with very possibly could be, of the unexplained reality stuff. And there probably are less stars that you're living and looking at. And they're really not there. And you happen to notice them. And the ones you don't see maybe are turned off or they haven't got programmed yet into the movie set. So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think it's true. And it sometimes it just depends on what moment you happen to catch whatever part of the hologram that they're pulling in or taking out, kind of like the way people rearrange sets during a play. If you're backstage, you kind of know what's going on, but if you're just sitting in the audience, they turn out the lights and all of a sudden it's like a completely new set. So that's kind of one way to look at it. And it really does depend on when you're looking and what you're seeing. So it could just be the timelines really aren't syncing up, and you're not seeing, or it could just be, I find a lot of the times it's pollution, unfortunately, especially light pollution. There seems to be a lot more of it, even out in the country now, because it's getting really built up, and there's a lot of lot more activity than there used to be. And I mean, even in my lifetime, I've noticed a lot of development and building. So, and that, I think it's really subtle, but I think a lot of those things do kind of change over time. So it can also have something to do with it too. The light pollution is just terrible. We have a lot of, don't have really a lot of ways to control that either. So, can affect a lot of night viewing. And, I wonder, Ron, if you did go out to a place like, in the desert or away from a lot of civilization. I mean, it's so funny, like we say the country now, but it doesn't even seem like the country anymore where I am. There's so many people. But I guess if you went out further, would you still have that same problem? I'm not sure. It might be an interesting experiment. Or if anybody really does like live in the middle of nowhere, what are you noticing? If you want to write us dlsquestions@yahoo.com, let us know how the stars look where you guys are. Okay, so I actually have a question here. I'm not sure if it was read on a prior show, but I'm going to go ahead and read it because I think it could kind of affect a lot of people. Person was having a lot of stress and intense anxiety that doesn't seem to switch off despite doing the daily clearing. And they're doing emotional body, dark side, transmissions, entities, and clone bodies. They said they felt like this about 3 months ago. They did timeline crashing for anxiety and activated water for anxiety relief, which helped quite a bit, but didn't feel more long-lasting until they did the whole lifetime fear body clearing. They've been free of it for over 3 months now, but they have the exact same feeling back again. They're currently doing more timeline crashing for anxiety, and they're wondering, is this feeling caused by an invisible body that really needs clearing out right now? More death barcodes being put on their body that their body knows about, or lack of income and savings running low, and maybe stress and anxiety related to that? They said that they've cleared 7 death barcodes. Oh, I've cleared the first 3, and they've now cleared the other 7. I guess they've done some death barcode clearing. So I don't know if you have any input on that, Ron, what you think might be causing the stress and anxiety.
Oh, boy. It feels like it's a really distant timeline to me. Another way of stating that, maybe it's a timeline that the person is living that's not in the now, but maybe it's like 10 years ago or something. That's what it feels like. I'll try to go back and do some clearings maybe 10 to 12 years ago on timelines. That's kind of what it looks like to me with that situation. And also we have a clearing. We're talking about situations, issues, and stuff. On the self-empowerment, you may go in, you know, to the section and, you know, maybe have women's issues there possibly, you know, in the custom box. So that could be a way to maybe help out stuff, too. Maybe that might work a little, you know, better for people who have pain and stuff that kind of recycles. So that's just an idea there, because that, in a sense, could be a self-empowerment issue because you feel disempowered. So we're just kind of flipping it over here. So anyway, you might just look at that aspect. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it seems like it could be like somebody just wrote in on the fast chat, a compound problem. And I think that that's a really good thing to say, because I think that that's kind of how you have to look at all of these healings. And I think there really isn't ever one specific healing that's going to take care of everything. It's kind of like you have to do them in harmony with each other, or that's, you know, piece by piece. So it's like you can look at it from this angle, you can look at it from that angle. So hopefully one of them will help you. I mean, they'll all help you, but maybe one of them will be a little bit more effective in sort of dealing with your issue. So I will just maybe tune in and see what that, you know, distant timeline could be, or how you could maybe just timeline crash that. And yeah, I didn't know that, but that's a good thing to know about putting in the maybe the women's issues into the special healing box, and seeing if that would also help. I just put a link to the self-empowerment healing into the fast chat. So I think a lot of our listeners have dealt with problems relating to anxiety and stress. There isn't extreme anxiety clearing, Ron. I know that one is pretty specific. And I'm going to actually look that one up right now, because I think that one can also help people. Ron, what should you do if you have, like, extreme anxiety that is reoccurring? Like, you have a panic attack, or you tend to go through cycles. Is there like a specific healing? I'm thinking, like, is there one that maybe combines anxiety with reoccurring problems?
Boy. Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. I'd have to do two clearings, you know, at the same time. You know?
Anxiety body clearing, and then the reoccurring events, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
It's the one I was thinking of was extreme anxiety relief clearing.
Yeah, and the problematic barcode clearing, maybe, you know? Boy, very interesting. Well, what do I'm just thinking, as people get older, sometimes you hit a certain number.
Yeah, I've been wondering about that lately. Like, do they know?
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if that boy. I guess that could be a problematic situation. You know, even though it's not reoccurring, but if you all look back on your life, it's possible that when you hit certain age points,
You know, maybe you felt a lot more anxiety. I don't know. Well, you know, everybody seems to want to be maybe 16 to get a driver's license, and then maybe 21 to drink or whatever. And then as you kind of pass those two things, then, you know, each year you go up, you know, you may feel a little different. And so, you know. Anyway, so let's do a clearing for that. So if you're having, if you had a birthday more recently, or you're having one, you know, coming up shortly here, let's do a clearing for that in case you are suffering from an anxiety of getting old, okay? And here we go. So think of your birthday, or even your last birthday that you may have had, that you're still living, so you didn't have a last one. So here we go. We're going to try to release that. And so that could be the problematic situation barcode, you know, possibly. I don't know what other clearing to do on it, other than maybe anxiety or something. Stress, could even be fear. Maybe as you get older, you know, where are you when you hit 100 years of age? You outlived all your friends. Are you going to have fear when you're 100 years of age, thinking you're going to be dying in the next, you know, 50 years, you know? Maybe you just don't care. Or maybe you're excited because you hit 100. I don't know. And, you know, but anyway, here we go. But sometimes there's those marker points, you know, maybe hitting 25 or 30 or 40 or 50 or 65 or something, you know, those key numbers. Or knowing that now you can't retire. Anyway, here we go. So let's do a clearing. So think of that situation. So here we go. One, two, I'm going to try to release that stress, anxiety, fear. Four, oh man, maybe fear of getting old. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And maybe just doing that be here now clearing, you know, may help you out to get back into the present moment until you have your next thought. And then you look in the mirror and you go, you know, I look a little worse than I did when I was yesterday, you know.
I look worse. My favorite is I look worse than I thought I looked.
Yeah. So anyway, if your hair is changing color, well, it's just changing color. So back to you, Elizabeth. Very interesting.
Isn't that interesting? It really is, Ron. I thank you so much for doing that. And I'm just wondering if anybody else is really feeling this the way I am. I find, too, what you said about numbers. It's like certain people are more upset by certain numbers than others. And it's weird because it's almost like, you know, there's all these things like how young do you feel? It's not how you look, it's how you feel. So, you know, people, I think, look older than they are and then they look younger than they are at certain ages. So it really is interesting. And like, I know I was kind of like upset by certain birthdays that didn't really seem to bother other people or vice versa. So it all seems to be like what's going on with you on those timelines at that moment, I guess. It seems like we could do just a whole show on this topic, really, because it seems to go so deep. Anyway, anybody have any thoughts on that? And if you do, let us know what they are at clsquestions.com. So, just laughing because it's such a funny thing, age. You know, I was watching one of the morning shows this morning, and they kind of do this montage of people that turn 100, and none of them looked 100 to me. I don't know what they're doing, but it's very interesting. They don't look a day over 70. So very interesting. And it really is important to do that, be here in the now. I've got to remind myself of that, too, because you might be on a completely different timeline. And I know Ron does that finger exercise where you put your finger up in front of your nose, you know, about a foot in front of your nose. And if it's off to the right, you're in the future. And if it's off to the left, you're in the past. So then you want to bring yourself back to center. So it's really important to stay centered and also on your current timeline. And yeah. All right. So I have one question at Yahoo, and a listener rescued a dove that slammed into their living room window, and they're wondering if you can do healing for animals, and they're saying thanks.
Yeah, you can even go on the website and do do clearings, whatever, you know, you're having emotionally. If you own a pet or animal, maybe it's also doing the same thing, you know, going through what you are, because it's taken away some of the maybe the stress and stuff from you, and they're hanging on to it. Another thing is, yeah, if you have something that you don't, you know, maybe a bird flies into your window or something, or, you know, you feel, oh, boy, that's pretty rough, and, you know, you may want to do a clearing maybe for the bird or something. I don't know what clearing to do. You know, there are things or animals out there that you might see that are having situations and troubles. So you may find a problem with that. I kind of look at sometimes just remembering back, seeing people with little chihuahuas or something, and they're always shaking. You know, man, that dog is really nervous, you know. So I don't know. Might want to do a clearing if you have a little chihuahua and it's shaking all the time. That's the one that I saw was just my only example of one, but that's what I kind of remember when I was growing up. You know, do they normally shake a lot and twitch and agitated that you've noticed, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think they do for some reason. It does seem like chihuahuas, but also I had a neighbor that had I think it was a Pomeranian, and it was really nervous too. It was always like scampering or jumping or its little paws were twitching, and it was a really cute dog, but oh my gosh, it was a... It had a nervous problem. And I don't know if that's just because they're small, or I don't know what it is with the chihuahua. Sometimes I think they look cold. I guess it's just that their systems are so tiny. It's just like everything affects them. Kind of like, you know, those hummingbirds, they're just always moving. And I think they have like a real high strung energy. So it seems to me like you're right, Ron. They do tend to shake a lot. Gosh, I'm wondering if you could do like a clearing on a pet, maybe like that, something for your nerves or for your anxiety. Like you could you just type in your pet's name? Would that help? If they were particularly, stressed out?
Yeah. I think that would be a good one, to do for animals. Normally people deal with stress. So then you have anxiety. So I think those two would probably be the most common ones that everybody would be relating to, would be stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
If you're in pain, then, you know, is your animal in pain? You know, very possibly it could be taking away some of the energy from you. So, you know, the clearings will work for your pet or animal, and most pets or animals, you know, aren't very old, so you know you might just, you know, if you're dealing with a lot of stuff in your life, you may get the unlimited clearing and do your animal all the time because you could be causing it harm and you don't even know about it. You know, making them over to you because you're in pain, you know, and you like it because now you're petting your animal and it kind of soothes you. Well, the animal's taking that stuff from you. You may not realize that or understand that, and most people probably won't. You know, they just think they got a little friend that comes over and makes them feel good. but that animal is probably being dumped upon quite a lot. So you may want to do that for your pet or animal, because you would probably feel 100 times worse if you woke up one day and your animal is no longer living. And then maybe somebody, you know, tells you at some point, you know, your animal took on your emotions and you probably killed it. And then you're going to feel really bad. So I'm sure there's going to be somebody listening that that's happened to. But I know we had a show on pets and animals on March 6th of this year, 2013. So check out the March 6th show, and that was kind of devoted to pets. But you may want to do that, and it's on the BBS archives. So that's kind of about what I would recommend doing, because, you know, even though they look happy and friendly, you know, they are going to be dealing with your stuff. And it's kind of hard to tell people that, because they don't always believe it or understand it. But they can help you out a lot more, you know, if they're cleared off. Remember that. They have those energetic bodies, too, maybe not as many as us. But they do have those bodies, and they get contaminated, and it goes into them. So if you are getting some kind of relief from your pet or animal, and they comfort you, we'll say, and clean them off so they can help you some more, because that's why they're in your life, is to help you. So, you know, clean up that old dirty sponge, we'll say, and get it cleaned up so that it can help you out a lot, because they're taking on a lot of your stuff. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I guess you kind of have to think of it as like, you know, you take your dog to the groomer and get it, you know, all nice and cleaned up, and I guess you would want to think of that as doing its like energetic grooming, you know, because they do empathize with us animals, and it seems really unfair, like, to just kind of dump everything on them and then expect them to constantly bounce back, and they're really wonderful. So make sure you're doing that energetically, grooming them as well as, you know, taking care of their physical bodies. So that's a really good way to look at it, Ron. And gosh, I just had a thought there while you were talking about that. Maybe it'll come back to me. I know what it was. It stands to reason, too, that if you do clearings for yourself, your animal will benefit from them, because you'll be more balanced and you'll be more, your spirit will be more fully in your body, and you will also be more energetically present, and you'll also have a lot more life force energy. So all of those things would probably greatly benefit a pet. You know, maybe you'll have more energy to go on more walks or play with them more. Maybe do more activities. So that's always helpful. And vice versa. So I guess like the goal is you want a peaceful, balanced household with all of your pets. So, and that's great to know about that March 6th archive. So check that out. And let us know if you got any testimonials about pets too. Okay. So moving on to another topic, somebody on the fast chat is asking, what do I need to clear to get away from people who want to date me? So unwanted attention from people that want to date you, how do you get rid of that energy?
This might sound a little different, but I would probably do the self-empowerment clearing on yourself.
Interesting.
Because maybe they're seeing something in you that they want to be attracted to, or I'm kind of flipping this over here, where they know they can help you. Remember, they think that you're wounded. And so that might do that to help you out, you know. You could also close off, you know, your chakra system through the body shrink wrap. And this may sound a little weird, too, but you have to remember, when you're in the dating scene, typically, you're looking for a mate, a partner, okay? And then on down the road, if you have one, very possibly there's a child involved, okay, in your relationship. So I guess right off the bat you could say, this person want to have a child from me. So that could be a whole other issue. So that's, and I don't know what clearing that would be. You know, you might want to kind of look at that situation. And also, there's a lot of people out there who are maybe on Facebook and different other things that's out there. And these people, we'll just say, have a lot of pictures of themselves out doing things. Well, we all know about energetic courting. And so I would suggest not to do that because of that. So you may be getting psychic attacks, wondering how sudden why you feel a little dizzy or your back hurts you or something from having your picture out there. So you may want to just, you know, reevaluate yourself and what's happening with that situation. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think, too, it's like, it's really weird when you get that attention from people and you're not looking for it. It's one thing to do online dating and be looking for a partner and putting yourself out there and doing Facebook, whatever it is people do. If you're not in the dating scene, then it is kind of weird. So I saw a psychic billboard clearing too, Ron. I don't know if that would help. But I think maybe I think your perspective on doing it from a self-empowerment perspective would be really interesting to see how that would work out. Because my immediate thought was, oh, there must be something on this person's psychic billboard that's, saying, like, I'm available, maybe. I don't know. I mean, can a psychic billboard be hacked? I'm not sure. But I would be curious to see maybe looking at it from a self-empowerment standpoint, because that seems to maybe take care of that issue too. And this person's saying they're not in the dating scene. It just happens. And there's no Facebook internet pictures of them. So you know what else I thought? Maybe one of the decoding calls, like the Tuesday call. Because if these are people that you're, like, physically meeting and interacting with, like at work or at school or whatever, maybe they're courting you, and it would be a good idea to cut these cords and see if that gives you clearing from this or some relief from this.
So maybe even the disconnection one might work, you know?
What was that, Ron? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the self-family disconnection might help a little bit.
Okay.
And then also, the 4-in-1, but, you know, it all depends what's happening. And what are you doing to attract these people to you? You know, that's why I kind of suggested the 4-in-1 clearing, because maybe these people want to come to help you, to come to your aid. And you're deficient in one of those energies, that we're looking at on the self-empowerment side. And they think they can help you out. So they're being drawn into your life because, you know, you have an energy there which is like a vacuum, and you're sucking the people to you because of that. So, you know, and then check out the psychic billboard. Maybe somehow, let's look at it another way. Let's just say that you're a, boy. Well, typically women get pregnant, so I'm trying to reverse it. Let's just say that you're a man and you want to find a woman to get pregnant to have your child, right? So all of a sudden, you have it on your billboard, that's what you want to do. And lo and behold, you find somebody and they have your child because you wanted that. And you do them to you because the woman wants to have a child, but And maybe there's no commitment there. Maybe that's not her billboard. I don't want to have a commitment. Maybe you do as a male. And all of a sudden you have this child and the lady, you know, you wanted to marry her. And she goes, well, I don't want to get married. You know, I like you and I like the baby. And, you know, I don't want to get married to you. So now all of a sudden, what are you going through? You're going through, the male's going through all kinds of rejection. The woman's perfectly happy having the child. You know, and I could be the complete opposite, too, you know, but we'll just look at that aspect. So the male now is like, geez, what do I do now? I want to marry this lady for the rest of my life. I love her, and she doesn't want to get married and have my child, my kid. And, you know, do I date anybody? Well, that could be a horrendous thing. So you may want to look at your psychic billboard, see what you're putting out there. That's why I initially said self-empowerment. So I know that probably could be pushing some buttons in people, or you know people like that. And all of a sudden, you know, their life is not what they wanted it to be after that initial one-night stand. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Excuse me. Yeah, and I was just thinking, too, it's like you may not even know you're doing it. And that's like what tends to happen. That, you know, people say, oh, you always find love when you're not looking for it or whatever. And I just... like, you know, if you're going out there and you're going on the prowl, you know, you're not going to find it and it's always an accident and whatever. But I don't know how true that is, but maybe you actually don't want that to happen. But I think, like, sometimes it's not even something we're intending. It just kind of, for whatever reason, there's something on your billboard that's drawing these people to you, like Ron said, and it would probably be a good idea to clear it. And I'm trying to think of like what you would want to put there, but maybe just nothing. I mean, maybe, and that's why I think your suggestion, Ron, of going at it from a self-empowerment standpoint is great too. And the 4-in-1 would be great for them because that reunites you with your twin flame energy. And that tends to make people feel, from the testimonials we've had, very self-fulfilled, and people that previously felt lonely, they don't feel that way anymore after doing that clearing because you're reunited with your twin flame energy. So that would be interesting. And then maybe just by doing something like that, you wouldn't have this kind of unwanted attention because people wouldn't see you as incomplete. So that's all kinds of ways to look at it, like we said earlier. And there really is no one right way, and all of the healings and clearings that Ron offers will help you and each other out. So definitely try a lot of those suggestions. And if anybody has any suggestions on, you can type them into the fast chat, and hopefully, excuse me, hopefully that will work. So, excuse me, Ron, I'm just going to get a sip of water. We're actually wrapping the show up. We have, like, maybe, I want to say, like, a few minutes left. any clearings or samples you'd like to do for everybody, Ron? Maybe, excuse me, I'm just trying to think here what would be a good one for everybody.
So, let's do the mind to heart drop here for everybody. So here we go. Going to have your spirit, expanding your spirit to take your thoughts, bring them into your heart, dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, there we go, everybody. So this will end our program here, and we have our conference call tomorrow, which is Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific, and we release energetic recordings that you may have. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and also wanted to mention the New Life Expo is coming up, and Ron is going to be there at the Hotel New Yorker in New York City, Manhattan, right across from Penn Station at 8th Avenue and 34th Street. And it's October 25th through the 27th, 2013. So if you're in the New York area, it's a great, great expo to check out. Ron will be there, and he'll have the light chamber, and there's lots of great goodies and healings and wonderful things to get there. So check out the website, newlifeexpo.com. And Ron, it's 55 after, so I'll say goodnight to everybody. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to join us next week on Station 1 for the Healing Highway. Thanks to all of our listeners who wrote in with testimonials and questions. Be sure to check out creationlightship.com. And Ron, I'll turn it back over to you, and I'll say goodnight to you and everybody else. Thanks, guys.
Okay, everybody. So thank you. We'll thank you later, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everyone.